Welcome, everyone, to this episode of the Chronicle Weekly Report. I'm Lane Healy.
And I'm your co-host, Christian McCray. Here's what's in the news for Wednesday, November 9th. Reproductive health lawyer and advocate Gerald Hayes discussed abortion law at Quinnipiac University's Frank H. Netter School of Medicine on November 3rd. Hayes spoke about various aspects of abortion, including accessibility and a recent overturn of Roe v. Wade. The event also discussed the connection between reproductive rights and racial justice. Arts and Life editor David Matos has the story.
More than two-thirds of the emergency defibrillators are out of service on Quinnipiac University's North Haven campus due to supply chain issues. In its investigation, the Chronicle found that many Quinnipiac buildings lacked working AEDs, including the School of Law, which has none available. Vice President for Facilities and Capital Planning, Sal Filardi, did not say how long the units have been inoperable or when they'll be fixed.
A carjacking on Town Walk Drive has caused Quinnipiac students living off campus to feel uneasy. The incident occurred on October 27th at 11:45 p.m., according to an October 28th email to students from Chief of Public Safety, Tony Reyes. Reyes wrote in the email that the 21-year-old victim, who was not a Quinnipiac student, was robbed at gunpoint by three masked men while exiting his vehicle in an apartment complex. This incident is a reoccurring problem in Hampton, with the Hampton Police Department reporting that as of September 30th, there have been 152 motor vehicle robberies this year. Students who live off campus say that they have had to take extra safety precautions to protect themselves.
Quinnipiac University withdrew its applications to build tennis courts on the North Haven campus on November 1st. After months of butting heads with local residents, the decision was made to avoid a potential increase in light pollution, noise, and traffic. Quinnipiac's previous tennis courts were removed to make room for the school's new recreation and wellness center. With many opposing voices on the matter and the need for a new court location, staff writer Kat Murphy reports that the application withdrawal could only be a pause in the initiative, not the end.
In arts and life, Drake and 21 Savage's collab album, Her Loss, is here, and contributing writer Michael Petito believes it is a contender for Album of the Year. This is Drake's second album released this year after his lackluster attempt at a dance and electronic album titled Honestly Nevermind, which was released in June. Drake used the album to diss counterparts like Ye and accused rapper Megan Thee Stallion of lying about getting shot by Canadian rapper Tory Lanez in 2020. Petito thinks the album has no skips, showing that Drake has not lost his musical touch.
Arts and Life editor David Matos says our mental health and sexual choices are more connected than you might think. According to Very Well Mind, an award-winning mental health resource, self-esteem influences your decision-making, relationships, and emotional well-being. Low self-esteem can have a huge impact on sexual experiences, leading people to focus more on their partner's needs than their own. While sex can briefly increase self-esteem, Matos warns that the feeling won't last. He encourages readers to work on improving their self-esteem by being more assertive, focusing on self-love, and seeking out therapy.
Quinnipiac University's Burke Concourt was a setting for Quinnipiac's International Business Society's annual dinner. The event raised money for the Integrated Refugee and Immigrant Services, a New Haven-based nonprofit dedicated to assisting new arrivals to the United States. The dinner served an array of cultural cuisines catered by local businesses like Bangkok Boulevard and China Chef. Tickets were $8 per person, and the event raised over $875.
Do you snore in your sleep? Don't worry. Arts and Life editor Neha Sinarine snores too, and so does almost 70% of adults, according to Johns Hopkins Medicine. Snoring is the sound of obstructive breathing, and it can happen for a number of reasons. With snoring out of her control, Sinarine questions why people consider it to be an annoying quality. She argues it's only natural, and no one should disturb your slumber, even if you're disturbing theirs.
This week, news editor Katie Langley reviews Casey McQuiston's I Kiss Sarah Wheeler. At a glance, the book can be classified as a romance novel, but it truly falls under the mystery category. The novel follows Sarah Wheeler, who goes missing the night of her senior prom. Wheeler leaves a trail in the form of three kisses and a slew of pink note cards, which causes three people who she has kissed to work together to find her. Read more of Langley's review in this week's issue.
Kit Connor, actor on Netflix hit series Heartstopper, was forced out of the closet after fans accused him of queerbaiting. In the show, Connor plays Nick Nelson, a teenager coming to terms with his bisexuality, and his role brought him a huge following. He's garnered 4 million Instagram followers in just 4 months, and when he was pictured holding hands with a female co-star, fans were furious. Connor eventually cleared the air with a tweet that read, "I'm bi," on October 31st. Staff writer Zoe Leone says the situation serves as an important reminder that queer people don't know others' disclosure of their sexuality, including celebrities.
Contributing writer Ben Kane is appreciative of the impact that Sesame Street has had on his life. The show is what defined Kane's childhood, as he will watch the show every morning leaving for school. Entering its 52nd season and facing a decline in viewership, Kane believes people should realize the importance that the show has had on childhood development.
While many students tend to choose clubs that relate to their career aspirations, staff writer AJ Newth says follow your heart. Major line clubs may look good on a resume, but Newth argues having a resume with one theme is boring. Instead, she encourages students to pursue their personal interests within any of Quinnipiac University's 151 organizations. You might learn more about yourself, uncover a new passion, or maybe even find your people.
November is National Epilepsy Awareness Month, and staff writer Milton Wolfenden is sharing his firsthand experiences with the illness. Wolfenden was diagnosed with epilepsy when he was in the first grade and suffers from tonic-clonic seizures, which means that the seizure occurs on both sides of the brain. According to Healthline, epilepsy affects 65 million people in the world, including 3.5 million Americans. Wolfenden believes there should be more awareness brought to the illness and more research focused on mitigating its symptoms.
Staff writer Nicholas Pastrito says political violence is threatening our democracy and it's time to wake up. Pastrito adds that political conspiracies and disinformation have encouraged violent behavior and convinced people that the American government is not legitimate. A 2021 study from the American Enterprise Institute found that almost 3 out of 10 Americans agreed that if elected leaders won't protect America, the people must do it themselves, even if it requires violence. While both liberals and conservatives play a role in the problem, Pastrito argues the issue overwhelmingly stems from conservatives.
Russia's invasion of Ukraine becoming more of a challenge than expected, Russian President Vladimir Putin and other Russian military officials have recently hinted at the use of nuclear weapons. Early in October, prominent Russian official Ramzan Kadyrovich called on Putin to use nuclear weapons in Ukraine in response to Russia's losing of the captured town Lyman. After these remarks were made, President Joe Biden declared that the risk of nuclear Armageddon is at its highest level since the 1962 Cuban Missile Crisis. Many people have called on the U.S. to support an end to the war, even if it requires Ukraine to give up some of its territory. However, writer James Dobson believes this is a terrible idea because it will set a precedent that the United States effectively supports imperialism.
In sports, the Quinnipiac women's soccer team won the MAC championship title for the first time in school history on November 6th. It will be their first time headed to the NCAA soccer tournament since 2000. Staff writer Zach Hochberg has the story, and multimedia editor Dan Passapera has the pictures. Take a look in this week's issue.
Former Quinnipiac guard Cameron Young has joined the G League Ignite for the 2022-2023 season. Since graduating, Young has played on 6 professional teams, including 2 teams in Europe. Young's final year as a Bobcat was special, winning unanimous MAC Player of the Year and an AP All-America honorable mention. He will hope to emulate that season this year on his pursuit to play in the NBA.
The men's soccer team at Quinnipiac University has only one MAC championship title to its name since joining the conference in 2013. But contributing writer Colin Kennedy says this year's team has been defeating the odds all season long and may have what it takes to pull out a win. The Bobcats came into the regular season looking for redemption from last year's shortcomings and finished with an 11-4-3 overall record. With a home field advantage, the team is set for success and will face off against Niagara in the semifinal round of the MAC on November 10th.
With a 10-1 start to the season, the Quinnipiac women's ice hockey team has been dominating its opponents and firing on all cylinders. Currently ranked the number 4 in the country, the Bobcats are outscoring their opponents at nearly a 4-1 ratio and are second in the MAC in goals scored. Staff writer Milton Wolfenden believes the Bobcats shouldn't let their foot off the gas and need to keep dominating all aspects of the ice.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Chronicle Weekly Report. I'm Lane Healy.
And I'm Christian McCray. Be sure to pick up this week's paper or check out our website, quchronicle.com. We will see you guys next week with another episode. Peace.